So 2 days ago we got started with the sugya on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. This memra of Shmuel, and then the later Amoraim have a follow-up. A follow-up question. Right? Shmuel says that Shmuel's first memra on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the top memra on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which we did not see that Shmuel Yehuda Barav. The first member of Shmuel, that the top of Shemir Dei Hilcha Shchita also Lechel Mishchita Sal. So Shmuel is, as we saw last time, formulating the notion of Hei Hilcha Shchita, which Amram go on to point out, he's collecting the material from Tanoim. The Mishnayis already present these halachas. Shmuel, though, is taking disparate Mishnayis from throughout the second parak and the first parak perhaps as well, and bring them together into a neat list. The Gemara, however, did not think that was the extent of Shmuel's contribution. We wouldn't need Shmuel to tell me if it's already Mishnah, or at the very least, if what he was trying to do was merely to organize and abstract the, make a neat list out of the din appear in the Mishnah, he definitely would have presented it differently. And the Amoraim are trying to say Chidushin, they assume you know the Mishnah, it sounds like there's more afoot than merely noting that there are Hei Hilcha Shchita. So Gemara wants to know, what's the Kamashmalan? So we saw that what? The Gemara says, no. The Kamashmalan is, here's what would not have been totally self-evident from the Mishnayos and Shmuel, is adding that we would not accept the Shchita. Again, this is even B'dyevet. The topic is Ein Yodei Hilcha Shchita, Asur Lecha Mishchita So. That's not just lechatchila, we shouldn't give him an animal to shech. That means even if he already shechted, also lechal mishchita. So even if he already shechted, we're not going to eat that. We're going to sell it to the non-kosher market. Or we're going to turn it into dog food. But we're going to treat that as, we're not going to treat that as basar kasher, even b'diyevet. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that that's the case, that a problem to us, even b'diyevet, even if shachat lefaneinu beis v'gimel pa'amim, v'shachat shapir. He shechted several times. Well, presumably, lefaneinu, meaning we were watching, we observed several kosher shechitas that he performed. So I would have thought that practical experience is all that we need. The fact that we saw that he did it well is good enough, even though when we have a conversation with him, he doesn't know hilcha shechita. He can't formulate hilcha shechita, but he seems to have some intuitive sense to how to shech properly. Probably picked up from watching competent shochtim. So I might have thought, and I never went to a driving class, but I watch people drive, and I get behind the wheel of the car, and I'm driving, and it's working. So is that good enough? Rachmana litzlan. No, you need to be trained. You need to be trained. And, not entirely the same, but somewhat analogously, the Shmuel Chiddush was, even though he has a track record of performing valid shchitos, that doesn't carry over to when we don't watch. So again, Kolzman that we're watching, the implication is it's fine. Kolzman we're watching, the implication is fine. And there is a machlokas that we've shown in terms of whether we did a lechatchila or not. Could we lechatchila give an animal to this fellow who is not yodei hilcha shchita if we're going to watch? So that's a machlokas we've shown him, whether he did a lechatchila or not. Either way, it's pretty clear from the Gemara that it certainly b'dyeved, if we were watching and everything looked good, it's fine. But here we come to Shmuel's point. But the fact that we watched yesterday and it was fine, but if today he shechted without observation, that is not good even with the Eved. Kamash Malon came in Logamer Zimdin Deshoy Vidoris Vilyadu. The Kamash Malon, that since he doesn't know the Hilcha Shechita, even though he has an intuitive feel, but maybe last time he wasn't Shoei, last time he wasn't Doris, maybe this time we weren't watching, he was. But now, why didn't he tell us? He's an honest religious Jew. Cheskas Kashas. He might not know Hilcha Shechita, but he believes in the Isra Nevela. He subscribes to the Isra Nevela. So if it was Nevela, what did he tell us? He answers, V'layada. V'layada. Now, Rashi had said, what do you mean V'layada doesn't know? Rashi doesn't mean he won't know that this morning he was Menabil, this animal, that he made it in Nevela. Where is that, Rashi? V'lo yada, in the middle of the narrow line, Eino yodea sha'asu asus game. He doesn't realize, maybe he doesn't even realize that shahiyah is a problem. Mm-hmm. It happens to be. He's in the practice of not being shalei. That's his wash shochtim do. Either he does it for convenience or he's gotten used to it. But he doesn't realize that when he wasn't, he was shalei, it's a problem. See, he would give us a meat, a firm fellow. He's going to serve us a meat, thinking that's kosher. He doesn't even realize that the meat is treif. He doesn't even realize that shahiyah is a problem. Earlier, the Gemara, in the earlier blot, the Gemara spoke about Jews who are not fully observant or don't subscribe to certain areas of halacha. So then we're worried maybe he doesn't think it matters. Here, he subscribes to halacha. He believes in this and the veil. He just doesn't know that shahiyah makes him a veil. He doesn't know that derasa makes him a veil. He saw the shalach usually go back and forth, but he didn't realize that if you chop down, it's going to be make a halachic difference. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. They have a parallel Gemara in Daffy Beis as well. They think we're going to get there. It's a this is B'Shem Shmuel. There is B'Shem Rav. If not from B'Shem Rav, there the Gemara says even if I watched half of the Shechita, the expert Shochet watched this Tavach She'eino Yodea Shecht one of the Simonim. I watched him Shecht the trachea but not the esophagus, or the esophagus but not the trachea. Even that's not good enough. And that half the Shechita did well, but it's the other half. I cannot assume, if he doesn't know, they can't assume that the fact that he happened to do this one well means he did that one well as well. Now that's Rashi. You saw, we left off yesterday with what ought to have been a simple solution. It ought to have been a simple solution. We talked to him, we finally discovered he doesn't know that Shehi is a problem. Okay, so tell him. She is wrong. Tell him. Now he knows. Now he knows. So, it's a big deal. But now he knows. So take a look at the Ram. Take a peek in the Ram, back to the Gemara. The Ram on the bottom of the Rif, it was, I believe, Aleph on the days. Unlike the way Gemara is printed, the way Rif is printed, it starts from Daf Aleph. So, if someone tells you Chulin, Daf Aleph on the days, you think that he's making a mistake, or they left out the yud, they could also be the riff. You hear Badape Harif, the riff starts off on the on Daf Alf. Alf on the base at the bottom, the Maika Mashmon, a tiny Ram. Here's Zimzim. Zimzim the Shahi Vidoris Veloyoda. Right after the big word, the big Diman Salmai. Maybe something will happen. He did derasa. He didn't know. Kasu v'tosvos. Now the Ram quotes the Tosvos. Again, I would love to see this Tosvos in the Tosvos. Because the Tosvos, sha'afilu sha'alu achshod yu hilchashchita. You know, they asked him. They told him hilchashchita. And then they asked him, shahisa? Odorasa? Did you do so? Now they explain. They say, oh, I never realized you can't pause the milk. I never realized you can't press down. So, okay, well, now you know. Said, wow, okay, so thank you for teaching. Then he said, by the way, your shechita this morning, which we did not observe, what was the story? But Omar Bari Li Shloshisos Odorasti. And now that he mentioned it, I'm thinking back, I did not do shechita. It was smooth, it was straight, it was side to side, it wasn't derasa. Ein somchin Allah. You're wondering how come the Gemara didn't give that solution. The Ran says, because it doesn't work. At the time, he didn't care. So maybe he didn't notice. Maybe he doesn't know. And that's v'lo yada. Rashi says v'lo yada means now he doesn't know. He might be serving me the meat, not knowing that it's treif. But the Ran says, and this is not the Ran's Chiddush, v'lo yada doesn't mean he doesn't know now and he serves it. V'lo yada refers earlier, not to zman ha-hagasha, but to Zman Ha Shechita. Where did the Ran get that from? The many, many we showed him raises, most vigorously raised by the Ramban and the Rajba. The Ramban appears in Daf Yud Beis, the parallel Gemara, the member of Rav. The Rajba is right here. The Ran was Mi Beis Midrasho, Shal HaRamban VaRajba. Ramban was lived in the 1200s in Spain. And he was a Rav in Barcelona, and he had his contemporary Ben Yonah, and he had some famous Talmidim, among them the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And they in turn had a Talmud named the Ritva. A generation or two later, of the Ran and then the Mukhe Yosef, and all of those Rishonim, we would refer to as Mibes Midrash Shal Ramban. That's the Ramban's school. The later Chachmei Sfarad. Unlike the earlier Chachmei Sfarad, like the Ritva and the Ramban, these are Rishonim who are already aware of the Bali HaTosos and impacted very much by the style of the Bali HaTosos. And you'll often find similar ideas, not always, but often, a similar approach to a particular sugya between the Rambam. It's not surprising to see the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran all line up in a line. Sometimes they argue, like Rav Lau just mentioned. They often have Machokas, Rashba, Ran. They'll be seen in Rich and plenty of those as well. But very often you see them line up. So let's take the Rashba. The Ran just sort of says the line. But let's take a look at the way the Rashba unpacks it. That's really the gorgeous, the beautiful, beautiful Rashba to read together. Pirush Rashi. Here, if you it's in the packet, if you have the blue Rashba, it's Amud Nun Gimel. My piece is the second piece on Daf Pes Samen Aleph. My Kamash Makulutananu.
What about the red one?
Sorry? You look at the red one, then you should find the second piece on Daf Pes Samen Aleph. The first piece of the Testament Aleph is he goes to the Hale and the Shita. And I mentioned, last year, there is some debate in Rishon, which I don't want to get into, about the details of Iker. If we have a Shofet come in at some point, maybe we'll talk about this some more. But that's the first issue that the Long Tosa talks about, the Rashba talks about, but the second Rashba focuses on our issue. Pirush Rashi Zal. Take a look inside, please. Kulu Tenanu Masnisim. Okay, that's the first Rashi. Velo yoda, eina yodeh, shasu asas kein vechi. And he doesn't know that this shehi is a problem, and he will therefore feed it to him. Mitok loshen ze mashma, says Rashba, it sounds to us from this phraseology of Rashi that im hodiyu ilchashita, shehi akeitzad derasa keitz. If we taught him, we explained to him what Shehiya looks like and what Durasa looks like. And then, Amar Barli Shloshi Sodrasti. And he says, okay, thank you for explaining to me. And don't worry, I didn't do any of those problematic types this morning. I did not violate any of the Hei of Mishkita. From Rashi, it would seem, Shemutr Lechol Mishkitasa. From Rashi would seem that's fine. Because again, Rashi translates Lo Yada as the Shochet doesn't know now. He's serving me the meat. The Shochet, the butcher, the Tava, he doesn't know the Dinim. Oh, he could have told him the Dinim, and he still serves me the meat. That's fine. And certainly he said to Farish, oh, thank you for telling me the Dinim, and don't worry, this is kosher. Don't worry, there was no Shia, there was no Jerusalem, there was no Halada, and so on and so forth. That's the implication you get from Rashi. Now again, he says, Mashma, there are Acharonim who suggest that maybe Rashi didn't really mean it either, but it certainly is, we show them tend to assume that's how you read Rashi, it certainly is the symbol of reading Rashi. Again, the word velo yoda, that he doesn't know now. That's what it sounds like. And he says, Echeinami. It's good, what's going to be true? Well, if he's there, now the obvious question, by the way, is a question that we raise when we read the Gemara. Which is, well then, why don't you just ask the guy? You just discovered he doesn't know the Shechita. How do you discover? Well, probably because you start talking with him, and you realize that the fellow's a total Amharic in the Shechita. You realize he doesn't know the ABCs of Shechita. So why not ask him? Why not teach him something, and then ask him what happened? So, that's kasha number one. Now the Rashi doesn't ask it as a kasha, like his Rebbe the Ramban in Pirush Al Torah, it sort of implies the question and gives the answer. From the answer, you understand what the question was. He says, "Oh, over here, how come we didn't do that? How come we didn't ask him?" And the answer is, maybe he's not here. Leise kamandini shaylei. Maybe, if he could have asked, he would have, but he left. And now the question is, what do we do if we can't check? Now that's a difficult way to read the Gemara. We'll see why in a moment. The Chayinam has a real comment. It says it's not only our Gemara, it's more Dr. Beis. The Rav's member, not from the Shem Rav, the top of your Beis Amaral, if you saw this Gemara, the Chavrusa, Ro'ach HaShashachat, in 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 Ro'ach HaShashachat, It's mutter if you watch the entire shkita from beginning to end, but not otherwise. And the Gemara wanted to know, really? You need a mashkiach watching every single shkita? That's how it works in the shkita at that slaughterhouse? Mamish, oh, you have a one-to-one ratio of mashkichim to shochtim? No. No. So well, how we do with the member of Rav? So the Gemara explained, as you saw, if the fellow is a competent, qualified, certified shochet mumche, he does not need someone watching his every move. But ukimna, the Gemara makes an ukimta, and we spoke earlier with the word ukimta, is when you, a marom, take a general-sounding, broad general-sounding statement of the Tanan, or of the earlier, in this case, the earlier Amram, and say, even though it sounds like it's so broad, it's only talking about this one case. When they narrow the application of an earlier broad-sounding statement. Rav made it sound like every shechita, if a shochet shechts, you have to watch from Chila itself. But we make the lay Amram, you give an okimta pshat, it's only talking about the situation, yadinan beit lo damir. Awesome. That we're talking about a case where we know that this fellow doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. So normally it's treif. If he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, we can't rely on it. Right? And the Gemara says, unless you're watching Mitchil Vatzof. If you watch Mitchil Vatzof, so then it's fine. But if you weren't watching Mitchil Vatzof, so then even if you saw half of it, not good enough. You saw one siman, not good enough. So the Rashba says, how does Rashi read that Gemara? The Gemara said, you have to be watching Mitchil Vatzof. What does that mean? But lo b'dika ka'amar, according to Rashi, that Gemara has to only be talking about a case where there was no follow-up conversation. You didn't ask him, oh, this is what Shia means, this is what Jerusalem means, did you do that? How about Kidon Leib? If you could check, you could have a conversation. Subsequently, b'amar kach v'kach shachatati. He says, no, this is how I did the Shechita, let me describe. It was without Shia, without Jerusalem. It was a shechita k'shera, mutter lechol mishchitasa. That would be mutter. V'chein amru v'shem chachmei hatzarfasim zal. Here the Rashba drops a beautifully vague attribution. He says, and that's what they say in the name of the chachmei hatzarfasim. Where's Sarfas? What country is Sarfas? France. Who are the chachmei hatzarfasim? The French chachamim. We call them bayatosis. Right? He read quote Rashi. A French Rishon, and Chachmei Tzofasim usually means, or Chachmei Tzofas usually means the Bayatosis. Those were the French Rishonim who followed Rashi. Some of them were descendants of Rashi biologically, and others were only intellectual descendants of Rashi. He says that's what they say in the name of Rashi says it, Beferish, Daf Tes, we just saw it, and that's what they say in the name of Bayatosis. Interesting. And meanwhile, the Ran says that Bayatosis disagree, and we don't seem to have either. Apparently, we don't have direct records. Apparently, this sounds like it was a machlokas by Hatosos, whether to accept Rashi or not. You look at the Ramban, he says, yeah, there's a Rishon. Also, it's like very vague. There's a Rishon who disagrees. The Eino Mechudor Be'enai Kla. The Rashi says, this is incredibly different. How do you say, it's us, unless you watch from beginning to end, it's us, sir? You know, there are two ways to make a mutter: watch from beginning to end, or have a 5-minute conversation afterwards. The language of Rav doesn't sound like we both can also sagi. When he wrote with Chil Vatzof, both can sagi, that would be shorter. It says the Gemara Dav Gimel had that question. The Gemara says, you see, it's a valid question. The Gemara says, if Bodkin is good enough, then you don't have to say, I need a Chayim Rono. So either one could work, but to say, I need someone watching, that's a much more onerous than merely to have a conversation with the fellow afterwards. But to say, I need someone watching, sounds like mere subsequent bedika, a conversation afterwards to check how much he knows and to check if he did shahir or not, that would not be sufficient. That's what the Rashba says. And then the Ranja says the Maskana. Rashba has this whole build-up. Vaday aser legamri. It's clearly aser totally. I mean, if you didn't watch, you didn't see, a conversation is not going to work. That's what the Rana quoted, Maskan B'Shem Ba'atosis. That's the Rashba and the Ramban are developing. Why? Dilma Shah B'Daras. Because maybe he, even though he says he didn't, maybe he did. Why do we not believe him? Do we think he's not honest? No, we don't think he's not honest. Yuchol Manda Lo Yada Ovid V'Lav Adaitev Lo Midgar. He says, if you didn't know at the time, then you would act on it and you would not realize. It wouldn't be on your mind, you're not going to remember. Now, We're just about time to wrap up here, so let's see where we're at and where we're headed. The Rajma just gave the beginning of, the Rav just quoted the din. Bedikah is not enough. The Rajma is beginning to explain a little more. We're going to see the Rajma doesn't quote a Gemara. He just says if you didn't know Behilcha Shehiyah at the time, you wouldn't even realize. You might think you didn't do Shehiyah, really you did, because you weren't sensitive. We're going to see next time Meir saw the Gemara, the Rajma doesn't quote the Gemara. Other Rishonim, the Mordechai and others do quote the Beferish Gemara and Shavuos. It's an interesting, colorful Gemara Masechta Shavuos that has this notion in a different context. That if I'm not something at the time I wasn't taking seriously, I may not remember later. Even if I'm an honest person, but if it didn't make enough of an impression, I didn't realize the significance at the time, so I may not remember it later, even if I'm an honest person. That's what's going on. That's the Rajba is applying that Gemara here. Now we want to go at least two directions which we want to go, which next time. Number one, some of the other Rishonim, I'm glad to take questions in a moment. The Mordechai and others add a number of pieces. The Mordechai adds some nafkamis. The Halachi adds the Gemara. We want to see how he expands on it. There's an intriguing Rambam which sort of stands in the middle of the sugya. So we'll see how other Rishonim expand the argument the Rajba is making. And then we're going to try to figure out Rashi. Because not only is Rashi Shved, Rashi pointed out that Gemaras here in Chulin don't read well according to Rashi. But then you could say, okay, maybe the Shavuot is not here. Okay. But the problem is also there's the Gemara in Shavuot. Which again, Rashi didn't quote as a Gemara. But the Gemara in Shavuot says this idea. If I'm not aware, who's the Rabbi? And then he's going to Shavuot HaDaitin. Which is what Rashi holds to that Gemara in Shavuot. How could Rashi possibly disagree here? So Richard, next time we'll expand the approach to the Rajma, and we'll also try to use a note of Yehuda, hopefully, to figure out how we could defend the Shita of Rashi as well.